So we've previously gone over forgiving others' involvement in your abortion experience, but what about the people that need to forgive you? Now, we may not think about the many other people that are affected by our choice to have an abortion, but there are likely people in our experience that have been affected negatively because of the choice that we made. Now, I don't say this to make you feel guilty or to hurt you. I promise that's not the case. I bring this up because you are likely going to encounter this thought at some point in your life. If you haven't encountered it yet, you likely will at some point. So, who do you need to ask for forgiveness, and how do you even go about doing that? Let's go. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible, because it's time to receive the good, good news. The pain and anxiety that you feel is debilitating. When you think about sitting with your abortion face to face, all you can do is cry. You want to run and hide because it's just too much. You don't see how God could ever redeem you. You don't see how you could ever feel safe in church or with other believers, because what you've done is, in your mind, just too dirty. You made the choice, now you have to live with it, and there is no hope. I want you to know that there is hope, that you are not alone in this, and that God truly has never left you, not even for a second. God has heard you every time you have cried out to Him. He has bottled up every single tear that you have shed, and He is waiting with His arms wide open for you to run and surrender to Him. Now, if this is you, if you're saying, "Hey, that is me, and I need help. I don't want to live like this anymore," then I want you to make a commitment right now to say yes. Today is the day that you are finally going to partner with God and work on your healing for your heart. On April 24th, we are going to be hosting a free live 45-minute abortion recovery workshop where you are going to be able to commit to partnering with God, narrow down where you need healing, and learn the steps that it takes to find peace. Say yes, my friend. Join us for free at bit.ly/abortion recovery workshop. I cannot wait to see you over there. It wasn't until about 6 months ago that I began to really think about the people that I had wronged through my abortion experience. Now, I knew that I had made a choice that had hurt people in my life. I knew that my mom grieved the loss of her grandchild. I knew that the father of the baby wasn't happy about the decision that I had settled on. But I didn't really think about any other people that I may have hurt. And if I'm being honest, I didn't necessarily think a whole lot about really anybody that I had hurt through my abortion. 6 months ago, the very friend that helped me get called out of school the day that I chose to have an abortion, she found the podcast and she actually reached out to me and she sent me an apology letter. I think I've talked about this on the show before. She apologized that she wasn't a better friend at the time and that she helped me get an abortion and that she didn't offer me a better alternative. She didn't realize how this had affected me for so long, and that brought a lot of guilt and shame for her. And I didn't realize that her involvement had actually affected her negatively for the last 10 plus years. She actually told me that she herself has struggled with a lot of guilt. She is struggling with infertility, and she's been worried that God's punishing her for her involvement in my decision to have an abortion. That experience, that conversation with her, really made me think more about the people that I wronged in this experience. I had the opportunity to apologize to her in that moment and ask for her to forgive me. But when that happened, while it brought peace to my heart, peace that I was able to let her know that I forgave her, but also being able to ask her to forgive me, it did make me think, is this something I now have to go do with everybody in this situation? Now, before you start to get nervous and avoid the rest of this episode, I just want to let you know that there is only one that you need to ask forgiveness, and that is God. Some will disagree with me on that statement, and they will say that we should go back and we should find every single person in our situation that we wronged and we should apologize to them. And I'm going to say that I personally believe that that's between you and God. God is who you need to repent to for your sin. And then he is who you need to partner with and use discernment as to whether or not you truly need to actually physically reach out and ask for forgiveness of these people. So now, let's talk about some specific people that may have been hurt by your decision. Some of these people may be people that would need to forgive you. So the first one would be the father of the baby. Did he want the child? Was he saddened by your choice? Maybe your parents. Did your parents know? Were they saddened by your choice? Your friends? Did you ask them to help you go along with it like I did my friend? Is there someone else you can think of right now? I'm going to give you a couple seconds to sit and think about who in my abortion experience did I involve that I may need forgiveness from? Now, on the other hand, you actually might be listening to this and thinking, no, I don't need forgiveness from these people, but I sure need to forgive them because I'm angry with them. Maybe the father of the baby coerced you. Maybe you were raped. Maybe your parents coerced you into choosing abortion. Maybe your friends coerced you or tried to convince you or weren't there for you. If that's you, we do also have an episode that's related to this. So I will link that episode in the show notes, but it is episode number 65, 4 Ways to Forgive Others' Involvement in Your Abortion Experience. I would highly recommend you go listen to that episode because even if you're listening to this and you need to ask for forgiveness from some people, there are definitely some people in your situation that you need to forgive. All of our situations are so unique. So some of you really may have a mix of both. In fact, most of you are going to have a mix of both. So again, for example, my friend actually asked me to forgive her for not helping me make a better choice and for encouraging the sinful behavior. And so we were able to come to a mutual place of forgiveness for each other because then I was able to return that and ask her for forgiveness for involving her in such a heavy thing at such a young age and for putting such a huge responsibility on her, knowing that she grew up with a Christian faith and did value the sanctity of life. And so, again, we were able to come to a mutual place of forgiveness for each other. And I'm so thankful for that gift. That's a gift that I did not have to be given. And it's beautiful. So regardless of where you're at, My number one tip for how to go about asking others forgiveness in your abortion experience is to partner with God and allow Him to lead you. Ask Him to guide you to an opportunity if you feel He's leading you there. And as I just said, all of our stories are so unique. If any of these people are a danger to you, I would caution you to not reach out to them. You need to be safe. You need to protect and guard your heart too. In fact, when we are teaching the Bible study that I help co-teach, we really actually discourage people from reaching out to others that were involved in their abortion experience until after that study is over. And even after that study is over, we really truly kind of talk about how it's not a requirement to do that. This is something that, it's such a hard topic, but it is something that you really truly do need to allow God to lead you in. And your feelings on this are going to evolve in the years that you go through your healing. Right now, you might be thinking, yeah, no, I'm good. We're good. I'm healed. I'm going to move on. And then 3 years later, you may feel God presenting you an opportunity to ask a specific person for forgiveness. Forgiveness is a really tough topic because it requires being so vulnerable. But I want to assure you that God hears you. And that if you haven't listened to our last episode, the episode before this one, a forgiveness prayer for post-abortive women, I would really encourage you to listen to that. Again, I say in that episode that if you've already repented, you don't need to continue doing that. God hears you the first time. He doesn't require you to do it thousands of times, depending upon what sin you've done. That's not how our God works. But I would encourage you, if you're really just feeling in your heart that you need to ask God to forgive you, that you would listen to that and just sit with that and just meditate with God on that and allow Him into your heart. And as you go through your healing journey, the topic of forgiveness is going to just really, truly transform your heart and your mind. And I can tell you that because in the last couple of years since I've gone through my healing, I can truly tell you how much it has transformed me and is still transforming me. We're all works in progress. We are not done. And so I just, I pray that that encourages you. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out of this episode, but I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the show. And really quick before I say a prayer, we have grown by 20 written reviews and counting as of the date of this episode. And you guys, I am so thankful for that. We get waves of people that come and rate us as one star just simply because they don't agree with us being a pro-life podcast. And I just can't thank you enough for really just blessing the podcast and me and my family with those 5-star reviews. It just means the world. So if you haven't done that, if you haven't left us a 5-star written review in Apple Podcasts, I would so encourage you to go and do that. If you do so by March 31st or coincidentally Easter, you actually will get entered in to win our Ruth Fields of Grace Bible study from Daily Grace Co. that we are giving away for the month of March. So if you go and leave a 5-star written review, make sure you take a screenshot and send that screenshot to Brittany@doesgodforgiveabortion.com so I can get you entered in to win. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for every single woman listening to this episode, Lord. I just can't thank you enough for allowing me the absolute blessing to be able to get to meet so many beautiful women, and it's just been such a treat in my life, Lord. Lord, I just want to pray for the woman listening that should she feel any uneasiness towards forgiveness, whether that be if you forgive her or whether that be what we talked in the episode today about asking others for forgiveness. Lord, I just pray that you will bring peace over her, that you will remind her that if she has repented to you, that you have forgiven her, that her sin is washed clean. It was once red as scarlet, is now white as snow. Lord, I just pray that you will reassure her of that. And Lord, I pray that you give her discernment on how you want her to go about this forgiveness and healing journey. Lord, we know that you don't necessarily expect us to write down a long, long list of people that we have wronged in our abortion experience and go and talk to them. Lord, we certainly know that you don't expect us to put ourselves in danger if that is what that would be doing. But Lord, I just pray that you will work on each woman's heart and allow her to really truly discern what is going to be the best for her and for the people in her life, Lord. Forgiveness is such a tough topic, but Lord, we're going into this weekend, Easter weekend, knowing that you gave your one and only son for us so that we shall not perish but have eternal life with you so long as we repent for our sin. Jesus died for our sin, and he died for our sin of abortion. We are not exempt from that. So Lord, I pray for these women that they will be safe, that they will be able to celebrate Jesus' resurrection, Lord, and just truly understand what this weekend is really about. Thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity. And I just pray for peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know who may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for each of you. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode, but until then, take care and God bless.